Thanks for having us on In the Car as you're getting to work. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly.
We like to try to make the best of your bad dates. You know, Tinder's, Lauren says, is for hooking up, but I feel as one time it's going to help you find
love. You're the one person still looking for love.
Is that true? Sophia Keegan are on the phone. Ladies, you obviously went on Tinder because you thought you were going to find love, right?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
You're clearly calling into Battle of Bad Tinder Dates because it did not.
Yep.
So not helping the case here. So what we're going to do with you ladies is you're each going to tell us what happened on your Tinder date. We will decide who had the worst Tinder date, and that person will win...
Respect.
Nice.
I know, right? Pretty big consolation prize.
Trophies pending.
Yeah. Pending a budget approval. Sophia, we will start with you. What happened on your Tinder date?
We went to the movies, and after the movies, we walked across the... to the ice cream shop. When we were crossing the street, he pinched my side and he goes, "Oh, I can tell you like ice cream." I'm like, what a
And you stayed?
No, absolutely not. I left after that.
Did you get ice cream first, though?
No, I wanted to get out of there as soon as I could.
Did you call him the word that you just said on the air?
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, that's pretty bad. Keegan, do you think you can do worse?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if this even qualifies because I don't even know if you can call it a date because the guy spent the entire time trying to pitch me on his pyramid scheme protein shake business. He just kept saying, "I really like you and you can make a lot of money selling these protein shakes." And he even brought samples for me and everything.
I mean, he brought you some samples?
Hey, not a lot of guys bring incredible investment opportunities with them on a first date.
That stuff is expensive. Take it.
For a low $1,000.
You too can get in on this.
Yeah, I left before we even ordered dinner, so that just never happened.
That is a pretty smart idea, though, to use that Tinder to go ahead and start your whatever your investment plan is.
It's not bad. I mean, it's been used from everything to having people show up to watch your crappy band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
To now, excitement investment opportunities await.
Maybe we should have the protein guy go out on a date with Sophia because apparently her date didn't think she needed any ice cream. We've got Sophia who went out with probably one of the rudest dudes ever. Because even if you're trying to be funny... Mm-hmm. That's not funny.
And then Keegan, if this thing had worked out, would be Keegan Madoff.
Right? I mean,
with some fantastic investment opportunities.
Keegan Gates. Keegan Gates. You know what I mean? You could have been Keegan Zuckerberg. You don't know. Walked away to millions. Jeff, who are you going to go with?
As much as I appreciate a good solid Ponzi scheme, I think just the outright rudeness of being like, because they strike me that guy, if he's giving a gal a pinch, he's into that. Like, that's a whole other wrinkle to why he's motivated to take you out to ice cream.
Why he's still single.
And it makes it even creepier. So I got to say that's kind of a runaway
for
me.
So you're saying he's like puts lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again?
It's probably one step away from that.
Great.
Put the whipped cream on the skin.
Great. Lauren Kelly?
Although I agree with everything Jeff just said, I cannot handle the protein anything. So, Keegan, my vote is for you.
I feel bad for you, Keegan, that you had to sit through an infomercial because there's nothing worse than sitting through an infomercial you didn't sign up for.
It's an exciting investment
opportunity. But I'm not going to lie to you, Sophia, if somebody would have pinched my side and said, "I bet you like ice cream too," he would have been walking funny to take the Uber home. Wouldn't tolerate that. So you go get yourself some Minchies and you put whatever you want on top of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you
Thank
just
you.
Won. Respect.
Wow. That's the most excitement we've ever gotten for respect.
And Keegan, if you want to give us his number, we'd love that investment opportunity.
Sure. I'm sure he'll take your credit card details.